其实都是好东西。
These are all good things.
但不是圣诞的中心。
But it's not the core of Christmas.
圣诞节的中心是耶稣基督。
The center of Christmas is Jesus himself.
以耶稣基督为我们诞生。
Because Jesus Christ was born for us.
所以当我们看到其他的东西，没看见耶稣的时候，我们实在不知道什么是圣诞节的真正的含义。
So if we only see all the other things, but we don't see Jesus, we miss the point of Christmas.
耶稣基督不单单是圣诞节的中心。
Not only he was the center of Christmas,
他是整个历史的中心。
He is the center of history.
那这有一个人。
There's this man.
他是英国的一个历史学家。
He's a British historian.
他说我是一个历史学家，我不是一个基督徒。
He says, I am a historian, I am not a believer.
但是作为一个历史学家，我都承认。
But I must confess as a historian,
这位纳撒勒人耶稣身无分文，但是他是历史的中心。
That this penniless preacher from Nazareth is irrevocably the very center of history.
他人类比历史人类历史的影响无人可以相比。
Jesus Christ is easily the most dominant figure in all history.
我可以这么说，如果没有耶稣基督，绝对没有今天的美利坚和中国。
I can say that without Jesus Christ, there wouldn't be United States today.
尽管在美国有些人反对耶稣基督。
Even though there are a lot of people against Christianity, against Jesus right now.
但是他们一直享受耶稣基督给他们的恩惠。
But they're enjoying the benefit that Jesus Christ brought.
如果没有耶稣基督，我们中间大多数人不可能住在这个地方。
Without Jesus Christ, many of us wouldn't be sitting here.
我相信我们中间大多数人绝对不会上过大学。
Many of us wouldn't even have the opportunity to go to university.
也可能在私塾学校读书。
You might be just studying in a school in this world, worldly school,
traditional Chinese school.
Traditional Chinese school. Oh, okay. I was like,
因为现在大学的体制是在西方诞生的。
Because the university, the structure of the education system is born out of the Western society.
是从修道院诞生的，修道院 monster.
Oh, it came out of monastery.
所有的美国西方所有的最好的大学。开始是神学院的基础上诞生的。
All the well-known university, the best college, they started off as a seminary.
可是你从来没有听过耶稣基督的名字。
Maybe some of you never heard of the name of Jesus.
因为享受耶稣基督的恩惠。
But you are enjoying the benefit he brings.
耶稣基督是人类历史的中心。
He's the center of history.
他对人类的历史的影响。
The impact that he has on our lives.
无人可及。
And no one can compete.
耶稣基督来到这个世界。
He came into this world.
是上帝的行动。
It's an act from God.
上帝要拯救人类。
God wants to save us.
人没有办法拯救自己。
Because we cannot save ourselves.
刚才看到那个 slideshow.
You're looking at the slideshow earlier.
你看看人类的问题。
You see our own problem.
就是这个圣诞节期间，欧洲、美国很多地方人们很紧张。
And you look at just even during this Christmas time, you look at the situation in Europe and US. There's a lot of people under stress.
因为恐怖分子的袭击是如此真实。
You see the reality of the terrorist.
所以弟兄，你们这个世界需要耶稣基督。
And tell you, brothers and sisters, this world needs Christ.
你看看多少人的家庭处于崩溃的边缘。
You look at how many families are falling apart.
你看多少人的心灵里头充满了焦虑不安。
A lot of you have distress in your heart.
人类需要耶稣基督。
We need Jesus.
我们人不能拯救自己。
We cannot save ourselves.
当我们认为我们拯救自己的时候，能拯救自己的时候，其实我们活在一种虚幻当中。
When we think we can save ourselves, we're just living in some sort of fantasy.
所以耶稣来到这个世界。
So Jesus came to this world.
上帝在很早之前就告诉你，他来到这个世界拯救人类。
Hundreds of years ago, before Jesus even came, the Bible tells us that he's going to come.
这儿有一段文字。
There's some words that are inscribed on the wall here.
这是在联合国的一个墙上刻的文字。
It's on a wall that you can't really read here.
这段经文是在圣经的里头。
But it's recorded in the Bible.
它的中文是说，要将刀打成犁头。
What it says is they shall beat their sword into plowshares.
要把枪打成镰刀。
And their spears into pruning hooks.
这个国家不举刀攻击那个国家。
Nation shall not lift up sword against nation.
他们也不再学习战事。
Neither shall they learn war anymore.
这是圣经上的话。
This is a word from the Bible.
联合国成立的时候，把圣经上的话当成追求人类和平的一个理想。
When United Nations was formed, they inscribed this on their wall as their goal to seek peace.
这段话是从圣经里来的。
This is from the Bible.
当年的弥迦先知。
And you look at Micah.
发生是在耶稣基督降生之前700年的时候。
About 700 years before Jesus was born.
他说上帝的感动写下这段话。
He was moved by God to write down these words.
那同时这位先知
，And this prophet Micah，
他同时讲了这一段话。
He also says something here.
他说，这上帝通过这个先知对人类的一种啊，告诉人类要发生的事情，说伯利恒以法他，你在犹大诸城中最微小。将来必有一位从你那里而来，在以色列人中为我做掌权的。他根从亘古，从太初就有。
He's prophesizing on what's to come, and he says, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times."
我们每个人都渴望这种和平。
We desire this kind of peace.
我们不希望有战争。
We don't desire for wars.
不希望家庭有战争。
We don't desire wars in our family.
不希望我们社区有战争。
Within our community.
不希望我们心灵里头有战争。
Within our own hearts.
所以先知说，真正给你带来和平的是谁
？And this prophet says, "Who is this person that will bring you this true peace?"
耶稣基督来到这个世界，要成为和平之君。
And Jesus came to be the Prince of Peace.
所以他预言说。700年之后，耶稣基督要来到这个世界。
So Micah prophesied that 700 years later, Jesus would come into this world.
耶稣基督真的来了。
And he came.
2000多年前，他来到这个世界。
2000 years ago, he came into this world.
他生在伯利恒。
He was born in Bethlehem.
伯利恒离耶路撒冷只有5英里路。
It's only about 5 miles from Jerusalem.
这个伯利恒的字义是说粮仓，是粮食，啊，是仓库，是粮食的仓库，粮仓。
The name of Bethlehem means city of bread.
耶稣基督来到这个世界，要成为我们生命的粮。
And Jesus came to become bread of our life.
没有粮食，我们会饥饿，会死亡。
Without bread, we're die. We're gonna die. We're gonna starve.
没有上帝进入我们的心灵深处，我们永远处于灵魂饥饿状态。
Without Jesus in our life, we're always in starvation for our soul.
没有一样东西真能满足你的心灵。
There's nothing that's gonna satisfy you.
没有一样东西能填满心灵的空缺。
Nothing can satisfy the void in your heart.
耶稣基督来了。
But Jesus came.
是不是所有人都欢迎他呢？
But did everyone just celebrate and welcome him?
不是的。
That's not the case.
刚才我们读的这个马太福音第二章。
We read in Matthew chapter 2 earlier.
有一个叫希律王。
There's a king called King Herod.
他听到耶稣要降生的消息。
He heard that Jesus was being born.
他不是很高兴。
He's not very happy.
他不是觉得很喜乐。
He's not rejoicing.
相反他充满恐惧。
But he was filled with fear.
他充满恐惧是为什么呢？
Why is he filled with fear?
不是因为他没有权利
It's not because he has no authority.
也不是因为他没有一个稳定的工作
Or he doesn't have a steady job.
也不是因为他没有名声，没有金钱
Or he doesn't have fame or glory or money.
他是以色列小小国家的国王
He is a king of Israel.
以色列当时是罗马帝国的一个殖民地
It's Israel at that time is just a province controlled by the Roman Empire.
所以罗马皇帝委托这个希律统治犹太人。
So the Roman Emperor gave King Herod the authority over Israel.
他是以色列的国王。
So he is king over Israel.
他有权利。
So he has authority.
有地位。
He has his position.
有金钱。
He has money.
弟兄姐妹，如果你什么都有，这些都有，你还恐惧吗
imagine if you have all these, would you still be in fear?
我们中间很多人说我恐惧，是因为我没有稳定的工作。
Some of us say that I'm living in fear because I don't have a steady job.
因为我名声不够大。
Or I don't have enough fame.
我的权力不够大。
I don't have enough authority.
当我有这些以后，我一定有平安。
And you think to yourself, once I have all these, I would have peace.
可这个希律王什么都有。
This King Herod, he has everything.
但是他恐惧，他不安。
But he is living in fear.
他为什么恐惧不安呢
？And why is he living in fear?
因为他拥有一切。
Because he has everything.
他怕失去这一切。
He's afraid of losing everything.
他说耶稣基督来到这个世界。
He knows that when Jesus comes into this world,
他要成为王。
Jesus is going to become king.
那可能挑战他的权柄。
He's going to challenge his kingship.
可能会让他失去这些东西。
He might risk losing everything.
所以他恐惧，他不安。
He's living in fear.
但是怎么办
？So what does he do?
他下命令。
He gave an order.
把伯利恒周围所有2岁之内的孩子统统杀光。
Round up all the little kids around Bethlehem and just kill them all.
他宁愿处杀10000。
You can't miss any one of them. Just gotta kill them all.
因为他有这样的权利。
Because he has that kind of authority.
所以今天圣诞节。
So this Christmas.
第一个信息我 请弟兄姐妹记得。
The first message I want you to remember.
在这个世界是谁在掌权
？In this world, who is in control?
到底谁是真正的君王
？Who has kingship over this world?
耶稣来到这个世界是一个软弱的婴儿。
Jesus born as a weak baby.
他是王吗
？Is he a king?
在这个世界究竟有没有真理
？In this world, is there truth?
如果没有真理
，If there is no truth,
西律讲的话就是真理。
Then whoever is in control is the truth.
西律所做的事就是对的事情。
King Herod and whatever he does is true.
但是弟兄姐妹，到底是上帝掌权还是西律在掌权
？But is it King Herod that rules your life or is it God that rules your life?
西律要除去耶稣。
King Herod wants to get rid of Jesus.
那这里有个真理。
But here's the truth.
先知在耶稣降生700年前的时候，就预言耶稣要诞生在伯利恒。
Before 700 years before Jesus was born, the prophet Micah prophesied that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem.
可是耶稣，他的母亲玛利亚，还有把他养大成人的约瑟，就是父亲约瑟跟玛利亚，他们是拉撒勒人，加利利拉撒勒人，他们离耶路撒冷还有700英里。
But Jesus' mom Mary and his earthly father Joseph, they don't actually live in Bethlehem, they live in Nazareth.
可圣经说他生在伯利恒。
But the Bible says that he is going to be born in Bethlehem.
这两个地方相距是700英里。
The two towns, Nazareth and Bethlehem, they are like 700 miles apart.
这个预言怎么应验？
How did this prophecy is fulfilled?
上帝的灵，上帝的手，触摸罗马皇帝的心。
God's spirit and God's hand touched the Roman emperor.
他吩咐所有天下老百姓要搞人口普查。
He sent out a decree to have everyone report to census.
所有的百姓要回到自己的原籍，原来出生的地方。
All people are returning to their home, the place where they call home and report in.
所以约瑟带着他的未婚妻玛利亚去原籍伯利恒。
So Joseph brought Mary back to Bethlehem.
所以他们原来是在拉撒勒，现在来到了伯利恒。
So they were originally in Nazareth, now they're in Bethlehem.
预言就这样应验了。
And that's how the prophecy came true.
这个预言应验的背后告诉你一个真理。
This prophecy tells you this truth.
在这个世界
，In this world，
究竟是谁在掌权
？Who is in control？
上帝在掌权
，God is control。
还是罗马皇帝在掌权
，Or is it？The Roman Emperor.
还是西律在掌权
？Or is it King Herod?
在这里，圣经让我们很清楚的明白一个道理。
The Bible tells us this truth.
圣经所说的，王的心在耶和华的手中，好像龙宫里的水，随意流转。
In Proverbs it says, the king's heart is a string of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it whenever he will, wherever he will.
上帝，西律王可以仇恨耶稣。
King Herod can hate Jesus.
他可以迫害基督徒。
He can persecute Christians.
但他不能拦阻上帝的手。
But he cannot stop God's hand.
不管这个世界会发生什么。
It doesn't really matter what's happening in this world.
我们知道上帝在掌权。
We know that God is in control.
世界上无论什么样的君王、总统和主席。
No matter who is the president or the king or the emperor.
他可能会敌视福音。
He might be the enemy of the gospel.
但是耶稣基督在掌权。
But God is in control.
所以一种人，你看到耶稣基督来到这个世界，不是所有人都欢迎他，有人会反对他。
But you see that when Jesus came into this world, not everyone is welcoming him. There is one that are going to oppose him.
但你反对耶稣，不等于说你可以拦阻上帝的计划。
But just because you're opposing God doesn't mean you can stop God.
上帝的旨意无人拦阻。
God's plan cannot be stopped.
耶稣基督来到这个世界，有第二种人，他们不反对耶稣。
There's a second kind of people that respond to Jesus. They're not really against Jesus.
那这种人是谁呢？
Who are these people?
这是祭司和文士。
These are the priests and the scribes.
他们是知识分子。
They're the intellect.
他们研究历史。
They study history.
研究经典。
They study the scriptures.
研究宗教。
They study different religions.
他们教化民众。
They teach the community.
他们是社会精英。
They are the elect in the community.
到三个博士来到耶路撒冷的时候说，耶稣降在基督降在什么地方？
When the three wise men came to Jerusalem, they asked where was Jesus born?
他们知道。
They knew.
他们说，根据他们的研究，知道耶稣基督要降生在伯利恒。
Based on their study, they concluded that Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem.
但我请在座所有的弟兄姐妹，你记得一件事情。
But let me ask, just want you to remember one thing.
当三博士知道 那天上那颗星所指向的这位王要降生在伯利恒的时候，他们匆匆地赶到伯利恒。
And when they saw the star that represented the birth of the king, they just came as quickly as they can.
因为他们要敬拜耶稣。
Because they want to worship.
他们寻找这位上帝。
Because they're seeking this God.
你想想看，这些人知道耶稣降生在伯利恒，他们要不要跟这些人一起去寻找耶稣啊？
These people, they know that Jesus was born in Jerusalem, in Bethlehem. Would they also come and look for Jesus?
他们没有。
These priests and these scribes, they didn't.
他们出奇的冷漠。
They were indifferent.
他们不 care.
They don't care.
他们无所谓，没有兴趣。
They're not interested.
他们为什么没有兴趣呢？
Why is it that they're not interested?
他们很忙吗？
Are they busy?
说他们在享受生活吗？
Or are they just kind of enjoying life?
那不一定。
And that's not necessary.
可能有很多种因素。
And many different reasons.
其中有一个因素。
That you know, one of the reasons could be this.
他们活在自己的知识系统里头，
they're、
自己的价值系统里头。
They're living under their own value system and their own philosophy.
他们不相信耶稣基督降生在这个世界。
They don't actually believe that Jesus would come into this world.
他们不相信这个就是弥赛亚。
They don't believe that he is the Messiah.
他们不相信这是上帝的行动。
They don't believe that this is an act from God.
他们活在自己的知识的系统里头，价值的系统里头。
They're living within their own philosophy and their own value system.
所以他们的心灵变得非常的冷漠。
So their heart becomes indifferent.
他们从来不怀疑自己的那个系统。
They never really question themselves.
他怀疑有没有耶稣。
But they question whether Jesus.
怀疑有没有上帝。
They question whether God is real or not.
他从来不怀疑自己那个怀疑。
They never really question themselves.
今天我们中间可能有一些朋友，
Many,
你一直活在自己的系统的里头。
Maybe there are some of you who are living within your own thoughts.
在你自己的知识系统、自己的价值系统的里头。
Living within your own knowledge and your own value system.
比方你自小受的唯物主义教育。
Maybe you grew up in that kind of education.
Materialism.
Materialism. Sorry.
你从来没有想过说有位上帝。
You never thought that there is a God.
你总是 question 基督徒们所相信的上帝。
And you just question why would Christian believe.
你从来不敢怀疑自己的。
But you never question yourself.
所以你先被上帝的呼唤。你才会用这种冷漠的态度。
So you don't actually respond to God's calling.
今天这个世界就是如此。
This is the world that we live in.
我们中间很多年轻的这些弟兄姐妹。
Many young people.
你活在一个数码时代。The digital.
Oh, 数码。You live in a digital world.
你知道，你每天吸收大量的信息。
And you're absorbing so much information every day.
你没有办法过滤这些信息。
And you can't really have time to filter through all these information.
这个这么说，那个说。
You hear one voice and another voice.
有各种各样的理念，各种各样的观点，各种各样的信仰。
Have all these different views and religion and thoughts.
就让你的心慢慢变得麻木起来。
And your heart just becomes numb.
没有真理。
And there's no truth.
这只是个人说的不同而已。
They're just different opinions.
这个让你的心变得冷漠。
And your heart becomes
indifferent. 当上帝在呼唤你的时候，你变得冷漠。
So when God calls you, you become indifferent. You don't respond.
弟兄姐妹，上帝那儿子来到这个世界。
Brother and sister, his son came into this world.
就像一块试验石一样。
It's like a testing stone.
希律他敌视上帝。
King Herod was opposing Jesus.
这是祭司文士们，他们对上帝的呼唤，就是采取一个冷漠的态度。
These priests and scribes are indifferent to God's calling.
跟他生活没有关系。
There is no impact to their life.
无所谓。
There is no difference.
You believe what you believe.
You can believe what you believe.
I don't care.
I don't really care about what you believe.
那这是第二种人。
That's the second kind of people.
但是弟兄姐妹。
For brothers and sisters.
感谢主有第三种人。
Praise God, there is a third group of people.
圣经讲的三个博士。
The Bible talks about these three wise men.
其实有多少个博士我们不知道。
How many wise men we don't really know.
圣经上根本没有讲三个博士。
The Bible actually doesn't tell us a number.
因为我们从三个礼物上面，我们觉得应该有三个博士。
We just base on there's only three gifts, so it's probably three wise men.
那这些人从东方来。
They came from the east.
东方在哪儿？
Where is the east?
我们没有人知道。
We don't actually know.
可能是从巴比伦那边过来。
Could be from Babylon.
可能就在附近的摩亚地。
It could be from Moab.
那这些人是什么人呢？
Who are these people?
啊，有人说是 king。
They say they might be kings.
有人说是智人，智慧的人。
They say they might be wise men.
有人说是一个伟大的思想家。
Or just great philosophers.
他们研究天象的人。
They study the mythology and the stars.
在古代，教父们会说，他们这三个人分别代表闪、海、雅富的后代，就是 representative of humanity. Okay. 有人说他是 先知巴兰的后代。
Some people say that they are Balaam's descendants.
因为巴兰当年预言说
，Because Balaam had prophesied.
有星出于雅各。
There's a star of Jacob.
有杖出于以色列。
The scepter of Israel.
所以他的后代知道有一天上帝要派那救世主来到这个世界。
So maybe his descendants knew that one day God will send a savior.
有个星为记号。
There is a star as a sign.
所以他们沿着这个星来寻找这位降生。
So they follow the sign to find a savior.
那今天很多人在研究这个星到底怎么发生的，怎么出现的。
A lot of people kind of study where did this star come from.
但弟兄姐妹，这些都不重要。
But I am telling you, this is not the important thing.
重要的是上帝给我们一个信息。
The important thing is God has a message for us.
在这个世界，有人可能对上帝的道，他不 care。
In this world, there might be people who don't care about God.
那有些人觉得是反对这个耶稣基督的福音。
There might be people against the gospel.
但是有许多人在寻找上帝。
But there are many who are seeking God.
他知道自己没有办法拯救自己。
Because they know they can't save.
人类没有办法拯救自己。
We cannot save ourselves.
所以这三个博士代表那些寻找上帝的人。
So these three people represent those who seek God.
敬拜耶稣基督的人。
Those who worship God.
弟兄姐妹，你要知道。在耶稣降生的时候，在马可福音记载
，In Mark it writes this:
上帝用不同的方式引导不同的人来敬拜上帝。
That God brought different people through different means.
在路加福音
，In Luke chapter 2,
上帝差派天使向牧羊人传信息。
The angels was appear in front of these shepherds to give them this message.
这些牧羊人是犹太人。
These shepherds they are Jewish.
这是牧羊人是平凡的老百姓。
They are poor common men.
他们每一天看守羊群。
Their job is just to watch over the flock.
他们想挣一点金钱来养活全家。
They make very little money to make their needs.
他们工作很辛苦。
They work very hard.
为什么每天要工作很辛苦呢
？Why do they have to work hard every day?
你的工作意义究竟是什么呢？
What's the point of working?
你早上五点钟上班，晚上八点钟下班，你工作的目的是什么呢
？You work, you wake up at 5 and come home at 8. What's the point of all that?
将来有一天你会离开这个世界的。
One day you're gonna leave this world.
你这么辛苦工作的目的是什么呢
？Why do you work hard?
这些牧羊人在野地里没有办法。
These shepherds are out in the wilderness and they don't really have a choice.
我为什么要工作
？Why do I have to work?
我工作目的是什么
？What's the point of my work?
我想他永远想不清楚。
They don't really actually understand. We'll probably never have an answer.
但上帝怜悯人。
But God has mercy on them.
有天使向牧羊人显现。
Angels actually came to them.
另外一个世界向着牧羊人打开。
A new world is just kind of open up to them.
当你看到另外一个世界向你打开的时候
，When you see the spiritual realm,
你突然明白了。
You realize one thing.
我生活的目的有了意义。我的辛苦，我的辛劳是有了意义。
There is actually a purpose to my hard work.
所以弟兄姐妹，上帝透过天使向牧羊人显现。
So God revealed Himself to the shepherds through the angels,
引导他们来敬拜基督
to lead them to worship of Jesus.
那上帝通过星星来引导三个博士
And you see God leading the three wise men to come and seek Jesus.
这三个博士是外邦人
They're foreigners.
你看，上帝呼唤犹太人来寻找基督
You see that God invites the Jewish to come worship.
上帝也呼唤外邦人。来寻找基督。
God also invites the foreigners, the Gentiles, to come and worship Jesus.
上帝差派天使来呼唤犹太人来敬拜耶稣。
God sends angels to the Jews to invite them to worship.
上帝用天上的星星来呼唤外邦人来寻找耶稣。
And God uses a star in the night sky to lead these wise men to worship of Jesus Christ.
我们可以说，上帝为了爱人类、拯救人类，他煞费苦心。
You can say that God used all sorts of means and ways to show His love to us.
耶稣将近700年前就告诉你耶稣来到这个世界。
Even 700 years before He was born, you see a prophecy.
他知道人的心灵愚钝。
He knows that our heart is dull.
人没办法认识上帝。
We can't really know God by our own.
他差派天使呼唤牧羊人、平凡的人，在你的工作当中来敬拜基督。
So He sends angels in our midst of business so that lead us to worship of Jesus.
他告诉你，在这个物质世界之外有一个属灵世界，上帝的世界。
To show us in this material world there is something beyond the spiritual realm that God reigns.
上耶稣基督从那个世界来到这个世界，要拯救我们。
Jesus came from that world into our world.
所以上帝用天使，差派天使向犹太人来传报 传达这个信息。
So God used angels to share this message.
上帝用星星来引导这个外邦人来敬拜基督。
God used a star to lead the Gentiles, the foreigners, to worship of Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，上帝爱所有的人。
Brother and sister, God loves all of us.
无论你是美国人，也是非美国人，上帝都爱我。
Whether you're American or not, God loves you.
无论是外邦人、犹太人，上帝爱你。
Whether you're Gentiles or Jews, God loves you.
上帝用天使，可以通过天使向你写信的方式来呼唤你，也可以通过天上星星的方式来呼唤你寻找基督。
God can call you through the angels or through a star in the night sky.
上帝可以通过任何方式来呼唤我们回到他的面前。
He can call you in any different way so that you can come before him.
弟兄姐妹，你想一想。
Brothers and sisters, I want you to think about this.
你是怎么来到耶稣面前？
How did you come to Jesus?
你说我们也看过天使。
He said, maybe I had never seen angels.
你说我们也看过天上的星星。
I had never seen a star in the sky.
但是上帝用奇妙的方式在引导你。
But God has led you through his miraculous way.
我们中间有多少的弟兄姐妹是因为你的朋友你来到耶稣基督的面前，举手看，因为你的朋友，你来到耶稣基督的面前。
You came to Jesus because of your friend.
你看，有很多人是因为你的朋友，你接触到耶稣基督。
Many of you maybe came to Jesus because of your friend.
上帝透过你的朋友，让你敬拜基督，来到基督的面前。
God led you into the worship of Jesus.
有多少人是因为婚姻的痛苦来到耶稣基督的面前
？How many of you actually came to Jesus because of the pain and suffering in your marriage?
有人是因为身体的疾病来到耶稣基督的面前
，or your illness in your life.
上帝是这宇宙的王
God is the king of this universe.
他可以通过任何方式引导你来敬拜基督。
He can lead you in any way he wants so that you come and worship Jesus.
这三个博士
These three wise men.
他们是知识分子。
They have high intellect.
他们在观察天象。
And they're looking at the stars.
他们要了解这个星星运行背后有没有一个东西。
They're trying to understand if there is something behind the pattern of these stars.
那掌管这星星运行的背后那只手是什么
？To see if there's a hand that guides the movement of all the stars.
他们寻找的就寻见。
And when they seek, they found.
上帝透过他们所能理解的星星，引导他们敬拜基督。
God used something that they can understand, they can relate to lead them to Jesus.
所以这儿有一句话。
So there's this scripture from Jeremiah.
我请弟兄姐妹一起跟我读。
If you can read this with me.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就会寻见。所以，弟兄姐妹们，亲爱的朋友，如果有人渴慕上帝的心，上帝就向你显现。
Brothers, sisters, friends, if you seek God, God will reveal Himself to you.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们讲到西列，西列王他敌视基督。
We talk about King Herod who opposes Jesus.
祭司他们对耶稣基督冷漠。
The priests and the scribes who are indifferent to Jesus.
三博士他们寻找。基督
And there are three wise men who are seeking Jesus.
你是哪一种人
Who are you?
我们中间你是哪一种人
Who are you among these three group of people?
这个三个博士来到耶稣的面前，他献了三件礼物。
These three wise men, when they came to Jesus, they brought three gifts.
一个礼物是黄金
One is gold.
一个是乳香
Frankincense.
一个是梦药
One is myrrh.
当时这三博士可能都不知道自己为什么要献上这三件礼物。
Maybe they don't haven't even thought about why they brought these three gifts.
他们知道三件礼物非常珍贵。
They just know that these three gifts are very precious.
他们这礼物献给基督。
They brought these three gifts to Jesus.
黄金
，gold，
在古代也就是献给君王的礼物。
In ancient times, it's a gift that's only given to king.
这三个博士知道这个心所指示那一位，他要成为王。
These three wise men know that this star points to the birth of a king.
所以他献上这个黄金。
So they bring gold.
黄金代表耶稣基督是君王。
It symbolizes that Jesus is the king.
耶稣基督来到这个世界，是成为全人类的王。
He came into this world so that he can become king of this humanity.
我们中间有人可能会觉得，这个王实在是软弱。
And some of you might think that this king is a weak king.
大家弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督来到这个世界，成为王，让我们明白什么是真正的王。
Brothers and sisters, he came to show us what a real king looks like.
他来到这个世界，希律王恐惧。
When he came, King Herod was afraid.
为什么恐惧
？Why was he living in fear?
其中一个原因
，Because one of the reason is this.
真理王绝对的圣洁。
King Jesus is absolutely holy.
这个世界没有一个王是绝对圣洁的。
There is no other king that's holy like him.
这个王是绝对公义的。
Is absolutely righteous.
这个世界上没有一个王是绝对公义的。
There is no one righteous like him.
这个王是绝对有怜悯的。
He's absolutely merciful.
可在这个世界上没有一个王不残忍的。
And you don't find a king that's not cruel in this world.
这个王是绝对谦卑的。
He's 100% humble.
在这世界上没有一个王不狂妄骄傲的。
And you don't see a king with this kind of humility. They just kind of live with arrogance.
当耶稣降生的时候
When Jesus was born,
来到我们中间
he was living among us.
你看到一个真正王的标准。
And you see the standard of a true king.
从此你知道什么是公正的王，和平的王。美善的王。
And so you know what's a righteous king, a good king, a merciful king.
一个污秽的人站在一个圣洁的人的面前，他恐惧。
And when someone who is dirty standing in front of a holy person, he's in fear.
这为什么福音书传到很多国家，有些君王很恐惧。
So when the gospel is spread through nations, you see all the kings are living in fear.
因为有个真理的标准树立起来。
Because now there is a standard of truth.
那耶稣基督来到这个世界。
When Jesus was born in this world,
他成为王,
when he became king,
他建立他的国度,
he's going to establish his kingdom.
实际上所有的国度是建立在刀剑上。
All the kingdom in this world is built upon swords and wars.
你们知道这个拿破仑?
You know Napoleon,
法国皇帝,
he's the emperor of France.
他说实际上很多伟大的皇帝像凯撒大帝、亚历山大大帝包括他自己建立了庞大的帝国。
He says all these kings like Alexander, Caesar, Charlemagne,And myself have founded great empires.
这是世界伟大的帝国，它的基础就是刀剑。
But he says all our empires were founded on force.
是武力。
They're founded on wars.
可是这个耶稣他建立的帝国。
But Jesus founded his empire.
他带来的天国。
He brought the kingdom of heaven.
不是用刀剑。
It's not through force.
用爱。
But through love.
是这样的大爱。
Through the love on the cross.
所以这耶稣真正的和平之王来到这个世界。
He's the Prince of Peace that came into this world.
弟兄姐妹刚才还记得吗？
Do you remember what I said earlier?
弥迦七百年前，耶稣降生七百年前的时候，他说，基督降生的时候，在这个世界要发生一件事情。
700 years ago, when Micah was prophesizing, he said, when Jesus was born, something's going to happen.
你们将刀打成犁头。
He says that you will beat their swords into plowshares.
把枪打成镰刀。
Turn their spears into pruning hooks.
你看，我把这个理想。刻在墙上，追求世界的和平。
The United Nations inscribed these words on the wall as a reminder of their purpose to seek world peace.
但是，请弟兄姐妹注意，你观测一下。
But I want you to make this observation.
人类的社会恰恰相反。
Our history is quite the opposite.
人们是把犁头打成刀剑。
We turned the plowshares into swords.
人把镰刀打成枪炮。
We turned the pruning hooks into spears and cannons and guns.
这个国家用飞弹对准另一个国家。
And we turned our missiles against one nation.
另一个国家用火箭对准这个国家。
And the other turned their rockets against another one.
和平永远是一种渴望。
Peace is only a desire.
从来没有成为一个真正的一个。
It's never achieved.
耶稣基督来到这个世界。
When Jesus came to this world.
他告诉你一个真理。
He tells you this truth.
和平不是外面强加在你身上的。
You can't enforce peace.
和平是从你内心深处，从你灵魂里面长出来的。
Peace has to be coming from the inside of you.
你的灵魂里头没有平安。
If there is no peace inside of you,
你的家中不会有平安。
Then there is no peace in your family.
这个社会不会有平安。
There is no peace in this community.
所以这个天上的王来到这个世界。
So when this king of heaven came into this world,
他首先把国度建立在你的心中。
His kingdom has to be first built in your heart.
只有你的心被改变了。
Only when your heart is transformed.
你的家才被改变。
That your family can be transformed.
你的心里的家被改变了。
When your family is transformed.
这个社会才能改变。
Then the community can be transformed.
人类才有和平。
Then we will have peace.
所以耶稣基督来到这个世界成为和平之君。
So when Jesus came to become the Prince of Peace.
他把国度建立在你的灵魂深处。
He wants to establish his kingdom in your heart.
让外面有爱有和平。
So that you have love and peace in your life.
这是世界上所有的国王所有的总统和主席他没有办法做到的事情。
This is something that none of the kings and presidents or emperors cannot do.
今天我把我的所有的弟兄姐妹和朋友们记得一个真理。
I wish that brothers and sisters that you'll remember this truth today.
耶稣基督来到这个世界。
When Jesus came into this world,
他要成为你的王，成为我的王。
He wants to become king of your life.
他把国度建立在你的心中。
He wants to establish his kingdom in
your life. 他让你进入他的国度的里头。
He wants to lead you into his kingdom.
一到这一年快要结束了。
You know that 2016 is about to end.
我知道很多人活在这个世界没有安全感。
You know, a lot of us live without security.
因为你根本不知道明天会发生什么。
Because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
你可能会失去你的工作。
You might lose your job.
你可能失去你的健康。
You might lose your health.
你可能失去你的儿女。
You might lose your children.
你可能发生地方发生地震。
There might be earthquakes happening.
可能华尔街股市会崩盘。
So the stock market might crash.
恐怖分子的袭击不是一个传言，而是一个真实的事情。
And the reality of terrorist attack.
谁来引导我们？
Who is leading our life?
谁来保护我们？
Who is protecting us?
谁来为我们征战？
Who is fighting for us?
在这个世界，主席、总统、国王邀你为他去死。
In this world, all these presidents and kings and emperors, they invite you to die for them.
基督来到这个世界是为你为我而死。
But when Jesus came, he died for you.
这是真正的王。
This is the real king.
因为我们成为他的子民。
Because he wants you to be his.
他让我们生活在他的国度的里头。
He wants you to live in his kingdom.
我请所有的弟兄姐妹朋友记得一件事情。
I want you all to remember this.
世界上无论发生什么事情。
No matter what's happening in this world.
这是临到你之前。
When all these things come before they come to you.
要临到耶稣。
They have to first
come to Jesus. 因为他是你的 king.
Because he's your king.
他是你的国王。
Because he's your lord.
所以我们活在世界上为什么有平安？
So why do we have peace?
因为我知道耶稣基督是我的王。
Because we know Jesus is our king.
我活在他的国度的里头。
When we live in his kingdom.
他的国度在我的里头。
When his kingdom is in me.
无论发生什么事情。
No matter what's happening.
我的王为我征战。
My king is fighting for me.
我的王就是我的盾牌。
My king is my shield.
我在他的国度的里头。
I'm living in his kingdom.
没有他的许可。
Without, if it's not without his permission,
没有一样东西可以进入他的国度。
Nothing can enter his kingdom.
没有他的许可，没有一样东西可以攻击他的子民。
If it's not without his permission, nothing can attack his people.
不管世界发生什么，
no matter what happens,
因为我们知道耶稣基督是我们的王。
We know Jesus is our king.
我们是他的子民，
and we are his people.
我们活在他的国度的里头。
We're in his kingdom.
他活在我们的里头，
and he lives inside of us.
他的国度在我们的里头。
His kingdom is in us.
那是和平的国度。
That's a kingdom of peace.
我们今天，如果你的心中没有平安，
if you don't have peace this morning,
要向耶稣祷告。
You have to pray to him.
你说和平的王啊，
the Prince of Peace,
进入我的生命当中。
I invite you to come into my
life. 让你和平的国度进到我的生命的里。
Let that the kingdom of peace come into my life.
让我里面有平安，有和平。
So that I have keep peace in me.
让我家庭有和平。
So I have peace in my family.
剩下第二件礼物，第二件礼物是乳香。
The second gift is myrrh.
你知道乳香是什么吗？
Do you know what myrrh is used for?
在旧约时代，在圣殿里头敬拜的时候，圣殿敬拜的时候，大祭司们，祭司们要用焚烧那个香，在上帝面前来敬拜上帝。
Frankincense is not myrrh. Frankincense is used as an offering to God.
所以这个乳香代表基督是我们的大祭司。
And it's something that the priests use, and so this frankincense giving to Jesus represents that he is the high priest.
弟兄姐妹，我们每个人都需要祭司。
We all need a priest in our life.
需要耶稣成为我们的大祭司。
We need Jesus to be our high priest.
大祭司做什么？
What does the high priest do?
是把我们的心跟神的心连接在一起。
He connects our heart with the heart of God.
把我们的灵跟上帝的灵连接在一起。
Connects our soul with the soul of God.
我们每个人都需要来到上帝的面前。
We all need to come before God.
我们在世界，不仅仅这个周围的世界充满了危险和挑战。
This world, when this world is filled with all these challenges,
你看看我们的心，
chaos,
你看看我们的心灵里头。
And you look at your own heart.
有骄傲。
There's pride.
有嫉妒。
There's jealousy.
有冷漠。
There's indifference.
有仇恨。
There's hatred.
有伤痛。
There's hurt.
有不安。
There's insecurity.
有后悔。
There's regret.
有绝望。
And there's despair.
就生活无聊。
And you think that life is boring.
这些东西从哪来的？
And where did all these come from?
因为我们远离了上帝。
Because we are away from God.
我们远离上帝，这些东西就在我们的里头。
Because we're living apart from God, so all these things are in our life.
这儿有一个人。
And so there is this person.
我问我们中间这些年轻的小朋友们，啊，年轻的弟兄姐妹，你知道这个人的，请你举手。年轻的。
How many of you actually know this person? If you're like a young person.
Angela, do you know this person? You know, you do? Good, very good. Okay. Stephanie, you know this person? Okay, good. Today you can learn. Okay, Alex, do you know this person? You know, right? 这个是俄国著名的作家。
It's a very famous Russian writer.
你为什么愁苦呢？
And why are you living in despair?
为什么很觉得内心里没有平安呢？
Why is there no peace in your life?
你说啊，因为我工作不稳定。
You might say because I don't have a secure job.
因为钱不够。
Or I don't have enough money.
没有人尊重我。
No one is respecting me.
他什么都有。
This guy actually has everything.
他出名之后什么都有。
When he became famous, he had everything.
大片大片的土地。
He had a lot of land.
大片的庄园。
A lot of ranches.
很多人为他工作。
A lot of people working for him.
可是他觉得生命没有意义。
But he thinks there's no meaning in life.
没有意义。
There's no meaning.
他这段话说，在我的生活当中有35年的时间，我是一个虚无主义者。
He said for 35 years of my life, in the proper acceptation of the word, nihilist, a man who believed in nothing.
他什么都不信。
He said, I believe in nothing.
他觉得生命没有意义。
And he thinks there is no purpose in life.
他觉得生和死都是一种 evil, 就是邪恶。
He thinks either life or death, they're dead, they're just evil.
你说死是 evil, 我懂。因为生也是 evil 吗？啊，是的，生和死都是 evil.
Someone asking, you know, I understand that death is evil, but is life evil too? He said, yes, life is evil too.
我们有人说这个人跟吃饱了撑的。
He's just too full and full of himself.
我知道华人，很多华人会这么认为的。
Maybe a lot of us would that's kind of how we would think.
但是真的有这样的女生，这样金钱，这样收入的时候，你突然发现你没有上帝，你的生活没有意义。
And maybe you will realize when you have everything but you don't have Jesus, there is really no meaning in your life.
你觉得，我觉得生活太痛苦，因为没有钱，没有名，没有地位，人家不认识你。但是有了一切以后，你就知道生活没有意义。
You think life is painful because you don't have all these fame and money and security, but once you have everything, you realize there's really no meaning.
但是他说五年前，他写这个时候，他五年前，我终于回到了耶稣的面前。
But when he wrote this, he says, 5 years ago, my faith came to be, I believe in the doctrine of Jesus Christ.
他说我相信耶稣基督。
He says, I now believe in Jesus.
他说我不再感到绝望。
And I no longer have any despair.
相反，我里面充满喜乐。
He says, "Now I taste joy and happiness."
这个就是生和死也不能把我里面这个喜乐可以挪走。
And this joy and happiness exceed death, that death could not take them away.
托尔斯泰需要耶稣基督。
Leo Tolstoy needs Jesus.
我们这样所有的人都需要耶稣基督。
And all of us need Jesus in our life.
就是有他这样的成功，没有基督，你的生活仍然没有意义。
Even if you have success like him, but if you don't have Jesus, there's still no purpose.
为什么？因为没有东西真的满足你。
Because nothing can ever satisfy you.
耶稣基督来到这个世界。
When Jesus came into this world,
成为神和人之间的桥梁。
So he became that bridge between man and God.
当你内心被各种黑暗缠裹的时候。
When you're bounded by all the darkness within your heart.
你没有平安的时候。
There's no peace in you.
向上帝呼告。
Call out to Jesus.
回到上帝的面前。
Come back to God.
像托尔斯泰一样，上帝的喜乐和平安会临到你。
Just like Leo Tolstoy, the joy and happiness will come to you from God.
基督来到了第三件事情给我们的。
The third thing I want to share with you.
三博士新的一个礼物是什么
？The third gift that they brought
是木药。
It's myrrh.
我们中间很多的朋友可能知道一件事情：一个小孩子出生的时候，如果一个小孩子出生了，我送给他一种礼物。我们华人中间能不能把一个寿衣送给刚出生的孩子可以不可以你来、
oh, God, sorry it took me a while when you are when we give gifts to newborn babies can you ever actually imagine that you give them something that's related to their funeral like a coffin or like their the stuff that they wear
thank you good translation
Yeah.
木药是什么
What is myrrh?
木药是用来缠裹尸体用的一种香料
Myrrh is an ointment that's used to wrap someone who's deceased
三个博士从遥远的东方来到伯利恒敬拜耶稣把木药献上
So these three wise men, they came and they bring this gift, they bring this myrrh.
你不觉得奇怪吗？
Doesn't that make you wonder why they would give something like this?
你怎么可能刚生的孩子你把寿衣送给他？
Why would you give something that's representing death and funeral to this newborn baby?
弟兄姐妹，这就是圣经的了不起的地方。
And this is why the Bible is inspired by God.
三博士自己都不知道为什么献上这三件礼物。
They probably don't even know why they brought these three gifts.
但上帝就使用这三件礼物来告诉你更深的意义，关于基督的降生的更深的意义。
But God used these three gifts to kind of show you a deeper meaning of His birth.
基督来到这个世界只有一个目的。
When Jesus came into this world, He only had one purpose.
他生到这个世界是为了死亡。
He came into this world just to die.
我们没有一个人像他这样。
No one is like Him.
他来到这个世界，目标很清楚，为人类去死。
He only had one purpose in his life, is to die for us.
神透过这个预兆来告诉我们，这后来的人，耶稣来到这个世界，是为我们死。
And God even uses this gift, this myrrh, to tell you that He came just to die for you.
为什么
？And why is that?
因为他不死，我们就永远没有指望。
Because if He's not crucified, then we don't have hope.
他死是承担我们的罪。
When he's crucified, he bare our iniquity.
他死是征服了死亡本身。
He conquered death.
在教会没有禁忌。
And so there is no restriction within the church.
就是最欢乐的日子，我们也没有禁忌。
Even in this celebration, there is no restriction.
我讲的禁忌是什么呢？
Well, what do I mean by that?
死亡。
There is no death.
不仅仅这个世界的危险让我们不安。
All these things that's happening in this world might cause us to have insecurity.
不仅仅我们心里的黑暗让我们觉得不安。
All this darkness in our life might cause us to have fear.
最让我们不安的就是死亡。
But really what causes fear the most is death itself.
世界上没有一样东西是绝对肯定的。
There is nothing for certain in this world.
死亡是绝对的。
Except
肯定要发生的。
Death will surely come.
这儿有句话说，很多人因为一生怕死而危如瀑。
It says that It says that those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death.
没有一个人能逃脱死亡的捆绑。
No one is able to escape the grasp of death.
不论你多成功，
it doesn't matter how successful you are, how much money you have.
你多少人认识你，
or how many people know you.
你开什么样的车，
or what kind of car you drive.
租什么样的房子，
the house that you live.
结局是一样的，
we'll all end up the same.
没有一个人来摆脱它。
No one can escape.
所以为什么耶稣来到这个世界？
That's why Jesus came into this world.
给你生命。
To give you life.
给你丰盛的生命。
To give you an abundant life.
给你成永远永远的生命。
To give you eternal life.
他来到这个世界告诉你。
He came into this world to tell you one thing.
在这个物质世界之外。
There's something beyond this material world.
有一个属灵的世界。
There's a spiritual realm.
那才是我们真正的家园。
That's where we belong.
上帝让我们进入他的荣耀当中。
God wants us to enter his glory.
在这个世界我们有使命。
That we have a purpose in this life.
这几十年很重要。
The years you have in this life is important.
但如果没有耶稣基督，
but without Jesus,
一切
everything
以死亡而告终，
ends with death.
但耶稣基督来到这个世界，
but when Jesus came to this world,
他是个得胜的君王，
he's a mighty king.
他是个那个大祭司，
he's our priest.
他要是我们的赎罪祭，
and he's our sacrifice.
他为我们而死，
he died for us.
让我们的生命，
so that we can live.
这是我们为什么要庆祝耶稣基督的降生。
And that is why we celebrate Christmas.
所以弟兄姐妹，
so brothers and sisters,
这个世界不大干净。
And this world is filled with evil.
这个世界有很多的问题。
There's a lot of problems.
当耶稣降生的信息传到耶路撒冷的时候，
when the message of Jesus' birth came to Jerusalem,
你知道希律王不安，
King Herod was living in fear.
整个城的老百姓都不安。
All the people living in that city were in fear.
因为你们想象一个问题，所有老百姓都不安。
Oh, just think about it, all the whole city.
我们今天住在华盛顿地区。
And think of as we all live in near Washington, D.C.
我们跟过去两千年前的那些伯利恒的人、耶路撒冷人完全不一样。
And we're very different from those who are living in Bethlehem.
他们住茅房，我们住楼房。
They living like a house made with straw, and we made living a house made with brick.
他们骑毛驴，我们开汽车。
They might be riding donkeys, and we're driving cars.
他们把字写在羊皮卷上，我们现在用电脑。
They write things on ghost skins and we type things on Microsoft.
我们完全不一样。
We're very different.
但有一个东西是一样的。
But there's something that's common.
那因为两千年过去了，这个事情改变了。
This thing has not changed in the last 2,000 years.
那就是不安。
That's we have fear.
新的一年很快就开始了。
A new year is about to start.
这个世界会发生什么？
What's going to happen in this world?
我的家庭如何？
What's going to happen to my family?
我的工作如何？
Or my job?
这个世界会向哪儿去?
Or where is this world heading to?
我的儿女会如何?
What's going to happen to my kids?
也会这样担心。
And you're going to continue to worry and fear.
有什么事情担心呢?想想我自己的里头。
Or you might even kind of worry about yourself.
我的伤害。
All the pain that you carry.
我痛苦的记忆。
All the traumatic memory.
我后悔。
Your regrets.
我仇恨。
Your hate.
我嫉妒。
Your jealousy.
让你的心中不平安。
And then your heart is filled with this unrest.
更糟糕的是。
And what's even worse.
生活的越幸福，越平安。
The more blessing that you have in your life.
越是想到死亡的可怕。
The more you think about death.
我想留恋这个生活。
That you actually want to hold on to this life.
可是想到死亡。
But then you think about death.
我的里面就不安。
And there's no peace in you.
这是为什么耶稣基督来到这个世界。
And that is why Jesus came into this world.
他要成为你的 king, 成为你的大君王。
He wants to become your king and your priest.
他要成为你的大祭司。
He becomes your high priest.
他成为你的赎罪祭。
But he becomes your sacrifice.
所以当天使向人类传告耶稣基督降临信息的时候，他讲一句话说：“在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的。”
So when the angel came to the shepherds to share this message, they said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests."
当你知道荣耀上帝的时候
，When you know that glory to God,
上帝的平安就临到你的生命当中
，That God's peace comes to you.
让我们祷告
，Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Jesus, we thank you.
谢谢你为我们而生。
Thank you for your birth.
谢谢你成为我们生命的君王。
Thank you for being the king of our life.
谢谢你成为我们生命的大祭司。
Thank you for being the high priest.
谢谢你成为我们的救赎祭。
Thank you for becoming our sacrifice.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
为我们中间第一次来到我们中间的朋友，神你祝福他们。
Father God, for those who come to us for the first time, I pray that you bless them.
愿他们心向你打开,
so that their hearts will be open to you.
愿你的平安,
that your peace,
愿你的喜乐,
your joy,
愿你的救恩,
your salvation,
愿你的盼望,
your hope,
进入他们的生命当中,
will enter into their lives.
荣耀归给你,
glory to God,
平安归于你的百姓,
peace to whom he loves.
祷告奉恩主耶稣的名,
I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.